sweetheart. I love having you in the film.
You turned backwards.
Do you have an update on Ben Lovelace?
Ben was, well, he was ill yesterday as well. He's sick. He's still sick today.
And is it hard to forget the way the last game against Boston ended?
Is it hard to forget?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is hard to forget. It's hard to forget. You know, we were in a situation with a two-goal lead in the third period put ourselves into a situation that allowed Boston to get back in the game and eventually win the game. And that's something that happened to us earlier in the year, but something that, you know, after a stretch of games, it happened again, and something that certainly has left a mark with our players and us, and something we're working on to reasons why and to get it out of our game.
Do you view it as a positive that you have such a quick turnaround with these guys? You're able to, you know, it's still fresh in your minds and get back at it?
Well, I like the fact that we get back in an opponent that came into our building and you know, took 2 points from us, especially the way they did it late in the game there. We get to go back in their building tomorrow, and we haven't forgot about mistakes we made or why that happened, but we certainly haven't forgot about the opponent either, and we get him tomorrow.
Dan, when stars go out, you hear a lot about other guys maybe, you know, chipping in, filling in other roles, or possibly trying to do too much. Is that something that the guys got away from and were able to play their game the last game out without Sid?
Yeah, I don't sense that, you know, we've tried to do too much in Sid's absence. But, you know, we need to make sure we're focused on playing our game. It's that much more important when you have a player out of the lineup that provides about a point or more than a point a game and is a big part of your power play. So focusing on our game and what we do as a team and as an individual is really important, and that's why we referenced playoff-type games, because it's tighter checking in the playoffs and a little bit less offensive room, and we have to focus on playing that type of game. And it's also an opportunity, as you mentioned, for players to play in different roles and get a little bit more minutes, maybe step up to the power play or on a higher line, and an opportunity for them to do that. And we have players we feel that can fill that void and step into those roles, and it's opportunities to do that.
Has anybody stepped up their game in the past 4 games that he's missed? You might mention.
Well, I think we've seen Jordan Staal try to find his game and get his conditioning and hands back, and the last game, he certainly did that. That's I don't think he's, you know, where he's going to be at 20 games from now in terms of conditioning and game situations, but he stepped up big time last game, and a little bit on the power play. We were able to use him in the faceoff circle in the power play because he was winning draws, and so he stepped up his game. And I think our defense in general last game stepped it up. Goligoski, Letang, but all 5 guys back there played a strong game, and we need that from our team defense. We need that from those 6 guys, and they are a big part of our offense as well. So they stepped it up, and we need to continue to do that.
Dan, what about specifically Gino? People kind of remember when Sidney was out for a long time with a high ankle sprain, and Gino was just phenomenal. He says he doesn't feel a lot of extra pressure. He's just playing his game. He has a lot of shots. So what do you see from him in Sidney's absence?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think he, you know, would like to be on the score sheet more. I think his last game was probably was an outstanding game for him. We gave him a you know, right after the game, it was disappointing to see he wasn't on the score sheet because he had played so well, and he was a part of a lot of the success we had, both 5-on-5 and on the power play. He didn't hit the score sheet, but he was around the net, he was going to the net, he was a net presence in a lot of our power play opportunities. He was good 5-on-5, he was good defensively, and was a big part of us playing well. So I think he realizes all he has to do is play within our team game and play hard and get to the areas where he's good at, and he's going to be a factor for us, and I'm confident, you know, you're going to see him on the score sheet and him having success for us soon.
Dan, when Sid was out a couple of years ago, we heard stories about having to hold him back. He just wanted to do so much. Is this kind of a same situation? Is he wanting to get back? Is he, you know, we've heard stories as well about how motivated a guy is and how hard he works. Is it hard to keep him away from the game?
You're referencing Sidney?
Sid, yeah.
I just wanted to be sure. It's funny, you can't, obviously, physical activity is not something that he's involved in right now, but he's been around the rink an awful lot talking hockey and thinking about the power play and watching, you know, doing different things to try to stay motivated and stay involved. So it's kind of interesting watching, you know, the player not being able to be involved but trying to, you know, probably be a little bit more active and at home watching TV, watching hockey at home and being involved that way.
Speaking of Sydney, I have to ask the question, anything new in this condition?
Not this time. He's progressing, he's getting better, but he needs to be symptom-free before we go forward. So.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.